Thank you, Mr. Chair and commissioners. So fall is clearly upon us, and whether you want to call it fall or winter, but I suppose technically it is fall. We at Fish, Wildlife and Parks have really pivoted from one busy season, a summer with unprecedented use, to the fall season. And I think we all indications are that we are going to have really strong participation. Please know that Fish, Wildlife, and Parks has had its eye toward customer service and are trying to carry forward in light of COVID with as few impacts to our users as possible. And at the same time, keep all of the interactions safe. So I think we've been able to thread that needle. A lot more goes on behind the scenes, I think, than people realize to be able to deliver that. And I do want to commend our staff for really stepping up and thinking about how we can deliver all that we would expect to in light of COVID, and everybody has really pitched in. So I hope you will see that seamless delivery across the board. I do, it, just in case I'm not here at 10:30, Chairman, I do want to express my appreciation for Commissioner Brower and his unfailing professionalism. He was always curious, and I think he served Montana well. I also would like to respond briefly to Vice Chairman Stuker and Chairman Colton on the paper tags. It has been one of the hardest, ironically, one of the hardest decisions I had to make, and really there wasn't any decision space there. We had an aging system, aging equipment. We were not able to continue to acquire the thermal paper that we had used in the past. The thermal paper we had last year was inadequate. So it's understand the frustrations. And as you said, Chairman, it's a process of waiting for XMT to get online and to be thinking of a better way down the road, and we're working on it. The challenge just is that you don't see it for another couple of years. So bear with us, we hear you, and I hear you personally too, and just felt like there wasn't another choice in this matter. So with that, look forward to hearing all of the discussions today. Thanks, Mr. Chair.